Blog Talk Radio. for me to stab. So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do it up and get it, just to be me. Sometimes I'm like, forget you. She be like,
get you too.
But the very next thing, be getting back to the money. Make the count so conceited, full of big head, honey. She keep her hair done,
check.
Her nails done,
check.
Gucci, Louis, Prada, Birkin bag on deck. You'll never find another, you can search the whole world. That's why she's
we
my girl.
Day. Still alive. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Your silhouette
blows my mind. I can't forget your sexy body. Losing you never crossed my mind. Without you, I don't wanna be.
Until 4th of July weekend. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, the weekend edition. And this is Beth. And wow, don't you all love a good slow jam? I know I do. That was Eddie C. Wood Jr. in his one of his new songs, singles, Alone. Can he not sing or what? Can he sing or what? He is just a musical genius. I just love that slow jam. Eddie C. Wood, you all might be saying, well, who is Eddie C. Wood? Eddie C. Wood is a Jackson-based R&B soul singer, blues singer here in Jacktown. And I just want to, you know, shout him out and thank him very much for sending me that beautiful song, I believe like last week. And you all can check Eddie C. Wood out at Reverb Nation/Eddie C. Wood Jr. And you can friend him on Facebook at the same name, Eddie C. Wood Jr. So I just, you know, want to shout him out. I mean, he great job on that song Alone. I want to replay it again because it is just fantastic. I love it. So you all check him out at Reverb Nation. And again, I didn't know if you had got enough of hearing Everything You Need remixed by DJ Swagger, who's also Jackson based. And That's My Girl, Affiliated Music, featuring Recognition. Everybody, all the music that I played just then, just like yesterday, are people that are native of Mississippi. And really, Eddie C. Wood, DJ Swagger, and Affiliate Music, and Recognition, they all reside in Jacktown right now. And like I've said before, Affiliated Music have won a Jackson Music Award. I believe Eddie have won a Music Award maybe more than once. But the Jackson Music Awards is coming up soon. I don't know if I'm going or not. I hadn't been to a Jackson Music Awards. It's called the JMAs in ages. But the Jackson Music Awards is always awesome. It will be on the Gospel Awards. It's always that Sunday. And then the Jackson Music Awards is that Monday. Awarding nominees in different categories like R&B, blues, you know, et cetera, radio personalities and promoters and so on. So you can visit, you can also friend them on Facebook at Jackson Music Awards, and then also you can visit their website at JMAAINC. Just wanted to plug and let you all know. You know, you all know a lot of great performers are native Mississippi, or live in Mississippi, or so on. Elvis Presley was born right here in Tupelo, Mississippi. B.B. King, you know, the list goes on and on. So, I get a lot of music from people from around the world. But I said, okay, you all know how much I love my Mississippi sound. You all love Mississippi music, so I'm right here. So I know you. I do my best to keep my word and share rare or new music with you all guys. And I remember, when you send me music, give me permission to play it. You know, I just want to be sure that it's okay for me to play your music, or, you know, share it with others. And thank you for the awesome videos. And I've been doing my best to share your videos and also with others. So just, you know, good morning and happy Saturday. Now, tomorrow's show will be a test show, because starting Monday, Blog Talk Radio .com, we'll begin utilizing a new upgraded system. And so it's real important for all of the hosts and producers here at blogtalkradio.com to test the shows with the new gear, the new studio gear, with a whole new system, new switchboard and so on. So I just want to let you all know that when you hear me on the air tomorrow, that'll be a test show. And then we'll resume Monday. And remember, Monday, Austin Brown's Austin 85 trailer will be premiering on Music Choice On Demand channel. Because this past Monday, I was just looking. I tweeted Austin and told him, I said, I've been searching high and low and cannot. And another big supporter, fan of his, they had also been putting the word out. I was like, I have searched high and low, and I do not see Austin 85 trailer anywhere. And so Austin tweeted back, like I told you all, and said, well, it'll definitely premiere on Monday the 27th. So you all be sure to look out. And, it's a perfect weekend, too. You know, I just can't believe it. I just don't know how to, go into this talk. You know, I can't believe it's been 2 years that we... Oh, my goodness. I can't even say the words. That MJ, because MJ lives on. Just like all of us live on when we, But I just can't believe it. I just can't even, my lips can't even form the words that such an icon, such a good person, just unexpectedly seemed like just, left. 2 years ago on this date, right? 2 years ago. I remember it was on a Thursday, and now it's on a Saturday. And so I see a lot of my online friends, are definitely feeling the vibe, but doing their best to celebrate the life of such a great man. And it's just wow, amazing. I did have the opportunity of attending a Michael Jackson concert during his Bad Tour in Dallas, Texas. And boy, did I have fun. You know, my relatives and my friends and my boyfriend at the time, who had turned into my first husband. But wow, I'm talking about, we just had a blast at that concert. And I remember when my niece, who lives in Dallas, and my friend, who lives outside of Houston now, and my guy at that time, I remember we got separated from my other friends, and we were getting ready to go inside the reunion arena, and some of MJ's staffers approached us and said, hey, you guys, would you allow us permission to record you all for Michael's private collection, because he likes to look at his fans and supporters. And he'd like to hear, where you all come and just what you like about MJ and what you are expecting out of the concert and so on. So they did a little, a little recording, you know, like you see on his on regular documentaries when they talk to fans and so on. So we just had a blast talking about our backgrounds and how long we have been enthralled with the Jackson family and Michael Jackson and so on. So it was a blast. So in recent years, I had contacted Mike via his one of the family attorneys, and ironically, the day that Michael left us is probably the day that I had sent a follow-up card, because it was right after Father's Day, so I had sent him a follow-up card, because in recent years I had sent him a couple packages with a few songs that I had written, and I don't know if I sent sketches of some of my designs, because you all know I'm a designer also, but I know I sent him a couple packages with a couple things in there, and I always wondered, did he record a couple of my songs just for fun, you know? You know how sometimes people say, I like those lyrics. So I always wondered if he recorded a couple of my song lyrics and, you know, just for fun or anything. I was wondering back then, But I had supposedly I was late sending him a follow-up package. So that's another reason why I had sent him a card following up, just saying hi and to let him know that he could look forward to receiving another package at one of the family attorney's office. But I was just in shock because I had just started tweeting I hadn't been tweeting for like a couple months, a couple years ago. And I mean, I had just walked on to Twitter and TMZ was breaking the story that, something had happened to Michael Jackson. I was like, oh my God, I know this is not real. I honestly could not, you know, just like you all, I was like, what is going on? You know, we just was watching this stuff unfold through the media. I first found out on Twitter, and it was just something. Then put it on CNN and the other networks, and I was like, oh my goodness, what is going on? I was just in disbelief. And I got the balls, and I called the family attorney's office, and I left a message, and I'm probably not the only person that called, you know, just wanted to know, is Michael okay? You know, and that my prayers was with the whole family and with Michael. I just could not. And then when I hung up, that CNN confirmed that Michael... I'm about to cry. Michael was gone. I mean, my goodness. Wow. But I, you know, so let's celebrate his life and look at the family is, you know, doing good, and he's definitely influenced not only Austin but his other brothers. But the whole family is just an influence on everybody. LaToya has new projects out. Janet's torn. Jackie, he has new material out, so everybody's active. And then also, you all should check out Austin's sister Ashi's poetry. You know, follow her and friend her on, like her pages, Ashi Brown. So this is just, you know, amazing. I wanted to acknowledge it because some of you all might have said, well, she didn't play any Michael Jackson, but Monday you all will hear Target Practice again and a couple other, like a Jackson song or maybe a Janet Jackson song. All three songs that I play, if I play three, would be, or if I play two, it would be Jackson songs. But I wanted to, you know, go ahead and share these Jackson artists' music with you all. And I cannot believe a minute is almost gone. But, you know, what's up with you all? Just have a fantastic weekend. Because I'm doing my best to work with my time management with providing great information. But I will stop live streaming in about 80 seconds. But I'm going to continue talking because I want to talk about some sports and I want to talk about some fashion news. I've always enjoyed, researching and studying fashion stories. Since I was a little girl, you all know I have a... I studied fashion. I started designing as a little kid, and I just love, you know, sales and marketing and retail management and retail marketing and, you know, business stuff. So that's another important aspect of this show. That's what the show is about. It's an entertainment lifestyle show. And, you know, focusing on beauty, fashion, tainment. I like to combine the word fashion and entertainment. Sports, current, you know, what's hot, current events, what's going on. It's not a political show, but political news is always hot. So it's important to stay on our P's and Q's with that because it is entertaining, though, but it's really important. But we'll stop live streaming soon. So what's up? What's up again? You know, spread love. You know, have a great weekend. NFL, that the commissioner is hoping that NFL can be back in business by July 15th. So that's cool. I thank you all for listening to the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and supporting my profile. I'm almost approaching 18. I have exceeded 18. I'm approaching 19K. And shout out to Miss Sheila and Miss Denise. They're on their way. They're at the airport now, getting ready to go to LA. So shout out to the ladies. But what I was wanting to talk about in sports, NFL. The owners and the NFL Players Association will continue negotiating next week, and the NFL commissioner is very optimistic that a fair agreement and agreements will be made so they can be back into business by mid-July. You know, the summer camp started at the end of July. And then also, you know, we have the Hall of Fame game coming up. That's always the first week in August. And you all know that, you know, we have the preseason game, but, you know, the Saints are going to Green Bay. That's going to be the first game, Thursday night football game. That'll be the open season game. So, you know, we don't want to be late and not miss out on a lot of that, right? Right. So, so we'll be talking more about that. But, you know, like I said, tomorrow morning would be a test show. And I do believe you all will be hearing the test show. It would be good if the test show could be done in private. I think I can do it in private, but that's okay. I want to test out the new system, the new upgraded system that we have here with a switchboard and so on. And remember, I see you all are creating your profiles because I will start opening the chat room real soon, especially since we have the upgraded system. So remember, the show is still developing, and I am still learning a lot of things. So that, you know, that's just, you know, really a great thing. But I was reading the Wall Street Journal, and even though it's not in my budget to buy high-end designer clothing, unless I need to hit some of those designer outlets. but Prada is in the news, and this is a story that's really important, and I want to share this. You all visit WSJ.com, WallStreetJournal.com, and check out all the stories. But I found this an interesting fashion story, and the thing is, it makes you think about made in America products. But this story is about Prada, which make their products in China. And I'm going to read the article to you, and then I'll conclude the show, and we'll meet at the same time. I want to shout out Miss Shelby Johnson, Prince, MPG. They've been rocking it. They had a concert last night, and I think they have another one tonight. So I was just reading Miss Shelby's Facebook page, and Eric Lee with the family. I just want to, you know, shout out everybody who loves Minneapolis. Michael Jackson was a big Prince lover also. And you see his nephew, it says how he's influenced by his family, Michael, Prince, you know. So I just want to shout, you know, everyone out with MPG and just all my purple peeps, because I know you all are listening. I love you all so much. We're just in this together, right? Purple Bazaar Love Fest. That's what we do. But I want to read this article right quick. Prada is making fashion in China. It's written by Christina Passarella, Riello, kind of like Timok Gariello, I guess, because you have to say the name right. Prada Spa is busy in China these days. It's not just listing its shares on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange Friday and opening stores across the mainland. It is also increasingly manufacturing its high-end fashion there. About 20% of Prada's collections, which range from bags and shoes to clothes for men and women, are made in China. The Milan-based company manufactures outside Italy in other cheaper countries such as Vietnam, Turkey, and Romania. According to the IPO prospectus, in addition to the main Prada label, the company also owns a few other brands. Sooner or later, it will happen to everyone because Chinese manufacturing is so good. Prada designer Miyuchi Prada said in an interview, she added that the Chinese are particularly good with shoes. European luxury fashion labels such as Prada, Gucci, and Louis Vuitton have built their reputations on goods crafted at home in France and Italy. Manufacturing skills there in part justify the high prices. The temptation to move some production abroad is growing. However, the financial crisis put pressure on the industry's operating margins. British label Burberry PLC, for instance, came under fire for closing a factory at home and moving production to Asia. See, this makes you think about America and America brands and how America shuts down, if not the entire production, but closed down maybe portions of production. So I'm talking about American-made products. And then outsourced to other countries. You know, so that's why I'm reading this article, not just because of the story itself, but read between the lines. You know what I mean? A little southern twang came out just then. And production capacity in Europe is limited. Hermès is constantly recruiting new workers in France who undergo a 2-year training program. Vuitton is opening its 12th production site in France this month, but it had to close some stores early in the day last year because it was running low on stock. But there's more than just the bottom line at stake. And Prada's home country, made in Italy, has become a political issue. Santo Versace, an owner of the Versace Fashion House and an Italian senator, last year lobbied for a Made in Italy law that called for an elaborate labeling system to make a clothing item's origin more transparent. The law is awaiting approval from the European Commission. To be labeled Made in Italy, only a majority of the cost of an item's production must take place within the country's borders. Manufacturing in China could also backfire with the customers that brands like Prada are trying to appeal to in Asia. Chinese consumers are ready to pay higher prices for luxury brands, but they want products not to be manufactured in China, says luxury goods consultant Armando Bertini. Products made in China items aren't priced any differently than products made in Italy. A pair of woven wedge shoes were recently available for $455, the same price as Italian-made sandals. So, you know, that's a good article. And, you know, American brands can relate to this. And then some American brands, you know, do the same thing. You know, they probably keep like the majority of production here in America, but in some areas they would go ahead and close down certain manufacturing, some of their American manufacturing spots, and outsource to other countries. You know, just enough so they can still say made in America. Because in recent years, I was in a local music instrument store. And one of the guys there happens to be from Minnesota. But, you know, ironically, it's a whole other story. He's seen Prince play basketball when Prince was in junior high, playing for Bryant Junior High. But that's not the topic. We were talking about products being made in America, 100% being made in America. And you all know PV is based here in Mississippi and in Meridian. And I have yet to tour that that facility. I know right here in Mississippi and have yet. And, you know, that's something I've always wanted to do. So maybe in the near future I get a chance and get a chance to also interview the PV family. But, you know, even PV, I mean, the instruments are American-made, are Mississippi-made, but there are, like, certain parts that are outsourced outside the country. You know, it just kind of surprised me because I'm very patriotic, and when I hear American-made, I think 100%. But, you know, as long as the majority of production is done in the respective country, it can be labeled made Blake, just like with what Versace was talking about. You know, the majority of the product is made in Italy, then it can be, made in Italy. We understand people and their budgets and companies and their budgets, but then also it's an important part of that article is what they were talking about, the quality of production. So even with products here made, I mean, not just apparel, but American products, we need to focus on, pertaining to job creation, focus on manufacturing more items here in America. And not just items, but quality items. You know, that people, regardless of what their price are, people don't mind paying the price because they're quality products. You know, people understand quality. People want more for the money, but people also, quality is very important. It's the sizzle that sells the steak. You know, quality, very important. Just like with Mark, the company that I'm a rep for, Mark Cosmetics. I mean, Mark Cosmetics, if certain items do not pass the quality test, they don't put it out in the market. Really. But, you all visit my Mark boutique at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams. But I'll go ahead and conclude the show. And remember, there'll be a test show tomorrow. And if you all can hear me, you can call me so to be a part of the test. No prank callers. You all, some of you heard the prank caller I had Thursday. So my apologies for that again. I hate to bring that up, but the, you know, just the truth and the reality. And that's something that they put emphasis on when we be training. But, and I have some pretty good topics for next week. And you all just be good. And I just thank you from the bottom of my heart and my whole heart for your support and your love and for your prayers and so on. And thank you for your inspiration. And I look forward to interviewing and some of you being co-guest hosts and chatting with you in the chat room in the near future. So thank you. You all have a great weekend and love you much. So I'll end the show the way I started with, I guess I'll play some more of Eddie C. Wood alone. Okay? Thank you.
Wow.
I was going up the air, but I looked and I said, oh my goodness, there's someone. Hey, how are you? This is Coach Shaw.
Oh, well, thank you. And yourself?
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Yes, did you have a comment or do you want to tell me about yourself or tell me what's up in your area? Were you just listening?
I was listening, yes.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. Just where are you so I can just shout you out?
California.
Oh, Kelly, I have some friends coming to L.A. right now. If you didn't hear the interviews with the opera singers, they're at the airport right now headed to L.A. to participate in Opera Works, program. So you're, I don't know if you want to say what city you're in. Are you in L.A. or what part?
I'm in the outskirts of Los Angeles.
Huh?
The outskirts of Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to L.A. I thank you for listening.
So,
Did you have anything else to say?
When is your test show? I'd like to hear more. I only got the tail end of your program.
Ma'am, my test show will be tomorrow because we have new system, and so it's important for all of the hosts to test the show. Because sometimes on Sundays I like to do a sports show. And you all in L.A., what's going on with the Dodgers? Do you keep up with sports?
I like sports. Baseball's not one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
But I play sports.
Yeah. But I thank you so much. I don't know if you want to share your name or not.
My name is Rita.
Rita, okay. And I'm Beth. Nice meeting you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. So, I'm doing a test show tomorrow. If you want to call in doing my test show, you can. And then I'm on every morning at 5:30 a.m.
Okay.
And in different topics. So if there's a topic that you want to bring up or something important, you know, a topic suggestion, we can go for it.
All right. Is your...